You say you searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
I see some of y'all little children now. Y'all joining us. Y'all got to get with the program. I know y'all can clap them hands. Come on now. Caleb was like, you ain't going to make me clap my hands, Pastor. He clapped them, though. Tell somebody what the topic is. Ready, go. As a child of God, whether you are young or an adult, single or married, it is important to know and remember who you are in God. We've got to be to the point to where we don't allow, as the world says, your environment to shape you. Unless that environment is a godly environment. Our identity comes or should come solely from God. When we talk about our identity, there are a number of meanings, but this morning, just two in particular. When we talk about identity, it has to do with our true character and our true purpose. Our identity is our true character. See, truth has to do with the Word of God. John 17:17 says, thy word is truth. Truth has to do with Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, help me out, the truth. So my identity needs to be in line with the will of God or Jesus, as well as with the word. Now, as a young person, you're going to go through phases. You're going to go through things where you're trying to figure out who you are, who you want to be. But at the end of all those phases, your identity needs to be based upon truth. Your style, your swag needs to be based upon truth. Your identity, how you carry yourself, that's character. And your purpose as a young woman, your purpose as a young man, that has to do with your identity. You can never or should never separate your godly identity even from your own personality. My personality needs to line up with who God has made me to be. If I'm a funny person, I'm a comical person, I can be that because that's how God made me to be. But that don't mean I need to tell nasty jokes and cuss all the time. No, my character can line up with truth. Y'all ain't saying nothing, but that's a good example. My identity has to do, again, with true character and my true purpose. Your purpose also has to do with who you are. I heard this one international preacher from Atlanta on the radio. He said, and he's a pastor, and he said, look, pastoring is what I do. It's not who I am. I said, good God Almighty. You don't know who you are. Pastoring is what I do. It's not who I am. So that means I give people knowledge and understanding on Sunday. But the other days of the week, I'm doing whatever my flesh desires. No, God has chosen me to be a pastor And that also has to do with how I carry myself outside of church. There's just certain things I'm not going to do because of my purpose. Certain places I'm not going to go because of my purpose. And see, you may not be a pastor, but you Christian. So you should say my identity has to do with the things that I get involved in, how I think, talk, and behave. This is just not a church thing. This is a lifestyle. How many are understanding? Be an athlete, but have godly character. If you're going to be a singer, have godly character. Now, the Bible teaches a whole lot about who we are in God and in Christ. But thank God for the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God has just directed me to talk about three truths in particular to help us to know who we are. And young people, even children, you need to know who you are and remember it and walk accordingly. So let's look at just three truths about our godly identity. Three truths about our godly identity. Because you don't want to be a young person trying to find yourself. No, you need to be knowing. Well, I'm just going to try to see, you know, is this me? No, you need to be knowing who you are. Because God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. You don't need to be trying to be like something you see on YouTube. You don't need to be trying to be like a young lady you see in a movie. You don't need to do that. You need to be knowing who God says you are. All right? So let's look at what the Bible says. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. I'm going to keep it real simple because I want these to stick. Turn or scroll to 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. You need to know this. It's just like it's certain things on your driver's license, your learner's permit, you need to know. Okay? You need to be knowing your weight, your height, the color of your eyes, your address. All these things are on your identity, your ID card. Now, you may fumble when it get to what's your license number. But the most important things you need to what? You need to know. Okay? Same when it comes to being a child of God. There are just certain things about who God has told you you are. You need to know. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Notice the text says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, look, all things have become new. First truth about our godly identity, we are new creations. I'm new. I'm not who I was before I got saved. Before I gave my life to the Lord, that's the old me. I am a new creation. Okay? Who are you? What it mean to be a Christian? What you mean you say, hey, it means that I am a new person now. Because of the blood of Jesus, he has cleansed me. I have repented of my sins. The old me is dead. I'm new now. I don't talk like I used to talk. I don't do what I used to do. That's the old me. I am a new creation. And see, when you telling folk that you knew, they need to be able to see it. They need to be able to see it. When they see you on social media, they need to see from your post that you a new creation. It may not be all scriptures and all Bible verses. But what you do post, it don't need to be sinful. That's the old you. The new you is trying to do the right thing according to God's word. Your parents should see that you are new. If you are known for being sassy and your parents be like, you just fast, girl. You just need to slow down. And you saying you Christian, that should be the old you. You should be different now. Behold, look, all things are new. You Christian, you shouldn't be mean. That's right. You should be new now. Yeah. Amen. Amen. The old you was just mean. Somebody speak, hey, you just look at them. When he speak, hold up now, you're supposed to be new creation. You can't be coming to the MSW and we speaking and you just sitting there with your arms folded up looking mad and mean. Hold up, that you acting like the old you. You're supposed to be new creation. Showing love one to another. Y'all ever seen mean folk in God's house? Behold, we ought to be able to look and see. You used to smoke weed. You should be new now. You should be fighting the temptation to smoke. Everybody puff, 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 but if it come around to you, pass. You don't puff and pass. No, no, that's the old me. Matter of fact, I ain't got no business hanging around y'all. Because as long as I hang around y'all, man, let me go and do it. God forgive me. No, it don't work like that. Tell somebody who you are. Say, I'm new. I'm a new creation. Now, notice my notes. When you know who you are, or when you know that you are new, you should have a that ain't me mentality. When you know that you are new, you should have a that ain't me mentality. Everybody else can be doing certain things, but when you know who you are, you should be like, you know what? That ain't me. That ain't me right now. I don't do that. I'm new. That ain't me. Woo, look at somebody say, that ain't me. Yeah, I know it's popular to do this right here, but that ain't me. I'm new. I'm new. That ain't me. That's you. That ain't me. That ain't the will of God for me. That's y'all. I'ma do me. This ain't something I do. That's got to be your mentality. You don't allow what other people do to intimidate you. You got to know who you are. You got to know who you are. Everybody going to be there. No, they ain't, because I ain't going, because that ain't me. So everybody ain't going to be there. You got to know who you are, and you have to be comfortable, as the old saying goes, in your own skin. Is First Lady the only one with me this morning? She says, yes, yes, yes. Is anybody else with the teacher? All right. Tell somebody who you are. Say, I'm new. All right. Let's go to Ecclesiastes. Go on and break down and go to the table of contents if you don't know what that is. But it should be right around, if your Bible like mine, right around after Proverbs, and right in that area, okay? Chapter 7. And notice verse 10. Y'all still with me?
Yes.
All right. Ecclesiastes 7 and 10. For there is not a just man on earth who does good and does not sin. For there is not a just man on earth who does good and does not sin. Yeah. Look at somebody say, we just. Well, y'all find the verse. I had a typo. Y'all find the verse. Y'all find the verse. And I'll correct it. Verse 20. Okay. For there is not a just man on earth who does not do what? Good and does not sin. Tell somebody, I'm just. Thank y'all for correcting me. I make mistakes from time to time. See, just man make mistakes. Y'all see that? Yeah, I'm just. That's what just folk make mistakes. Line right up with the verse. Y'all see how I fixed it? Yeah, just folk. I'm just. But that don't mean I'm perfect. I'm just. I'm upright. I'm righteous. But I do not practice sin. To be just also means I live by the word of God. For the just, the Bible say, live by faith. So just folk, they're not perfect, and just folk live by what? By faith. That's Romans 1 and 17. I'm just. I'm a new creation. How many in here are perfect by a show of hands? Okay. How many in here, you born again, but you mess up from time to time by a show of hands? Yeah. All right, so you got to know who you are. Finally, let's look at our last verse. Y'all learning? All right. Let's go to John 16. John 16. All right, John 16. I got this one right. Verse 13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. He will tell you things to come. As a child of God, you need to know you are to be led by the Spirit of truth. Say that with me. Say, I'm supposed to be led by the Spirit of truth. That's right. I'm not led by social media. I'm not led by what's popular. I'm led by the Holy Spirit. Because, see, I'm going to tell you how things are in our day and time. People will just report things, and it may not even be true. And then people will just believe it and follow it. We don't need to be like that. We need to follow the Holy Spirit. Whether where he is leading us is somewhere we want to go or not, we know he's going to guide us into all truth. I'm all for making sure and helping people to be productive in every aspect of life, whether it's with social injustice or not, but I'm not going to be led by what's popular. Any organization that the world is just getting behind, before I just get behind it, I'm going to be asking the Holy Spirit, do I need to be getting behind it? Reading this one article about this social movement that's going on now concerning black lives and so forth, come to find out the leaders of this particular organization practice witchcraft. And you got the whole country just getting behind it, not knowing what they're doing, just following them. No, I'm going to follow the Holy Spirit, because he's going to guide me in all truth. See, you got to understand who you follow, that same Spirit comes upon you. That's just Bible. Who you follow, you're going to take on that same Spirit. Timothy followed what his mother and grandmother taught him about God. And when Paul looked at him, he said, man, you got that same spirit of faith that's found in your mother and in your grandmother. Who you follow, young folk, or allowed to lead you, you're going to take on that same spirit. So we have to make sure or be determined to be led by the Spirit of truth. How many are understanding? And that should be a part of our identity. I'm just, I'm a new creation, and I'm someone who is led by the Spirit of truth. How many are understanding? If you're understanding, let me say, I got it. All right. In our text, we have some young men that were determined to hold on to their godly identity. And in life, young people, your identity in Christ will be tested. It's going to be tried. But like these young men, we must hold on to our godly identity. We should not allow anyone in our schools to change who we are for the worse. We should not allow anyone in our families change us for the worse. If all the girls on your team want to do a particular thing when it comes to their sexuality, if they want to do that and what they're doing is not according to God's word, just because you're on the team, you don't have to allow that to influence you to change who God says you are. Look, that ain't me. If y'all want to do that, God made you free moral agent. Now, I'm going to play on this team, but don't come to me with that. I'm going to pass you the ball. I'm going to be looking for the ball from you. But when it comes to this right here, I'm not going to let you change my identity. But does it happen? Yes. Just because all the guys on the team, they do certain things that a young man in Christ shouldn't do, you don't try to appease or please those young men. You don't let them change your godly identity. You don't do it. If you got a sibling that's in the streets and you trying to live right and they in the streets doing what they want to do, you don't let your sibling change you or your godly identity. If they want to run the street, that's their choice. That's their choice. But you don't have to do that. You have to hold on to your godly identity. What's popular on social media, just because everybody is doing a certain thing on social media, doing a particular challenge, that don't mean you have to do it. You hold on to your godly identity. I remember a few years ago, there was a social media challenge for people to pour alcohol on themselves and burn themselves. I'm like, nah, bro, that ain't me. But you got kids doing that dumb stuff. Be like, no, it ain't the will of God that I should perish in fire. No, God don't want me to do that. You don't allow suicide to enter into your mind and change your godly identity. You dealing with the struggles of life and voices are telling you, look, just go ahead and just end it all. You ain't got to worry about it. You'll be in a better place. You don't allow anything or anyone to change your godly identity. You have to hold on. No matter what facet of life it is, you have to remember who you are and walk therein. You remember what it means to hold on? Refuse to let go of something? Refuse to stop doing good? Resisting the slightest inkling to quit? You're determined to think, talk, and do what God would have you to do? Are you still holding on? You have to hold on to your godly identity. If God has chosen you to be a leader, that's just not for in church. You remember, man, I'm a leader, whether I'm in church or outside of church. I'm an example for others to follow. I'm not perfect. I'm a model. I'm a model. I'm someone that others can look at and pattern their life after. And you don't change that for nobody. You go off to college and get some roommates and they tell you, yeah, I used to be in church too, but man, I'm free now. I'm on college. You don't let them change you. You still strive to live right even though you're away from home. Now, this is some good teaching right here. You meet a girl, you meet a boy, and you're attracted to them. You don't let them change your godly identity. You don't compromise God's standards for nobody. You don't do that. And that's what these boys, that's where they were at. They was like, yeah, King, look, it ain't going like that. It ain't going down like that. We know who we are. And you have to know who you are. And when you consider this text in my clothes, there were three musts that we see. Boy, I'm going to deal with this. It need to be taught, but I might have to preach a little bit. That are essential to possessing or holding on to your godly identity. Are y'all still with me? Three musts when we look at this one little verse that we have to have in our hearts if we're going to hold on to our godly identity. And I like to ask young folk when they leave and go off to the military, when they go off to school and they come back home for breaks and so forth, I'm watching, I'm looking, and then I get to talking to them. You still holding on? How everything going? You ain't changed up on us. Hey, you still in the will of God? Because life has a way of trying to change who God has made you to be. And you have to be on your game, young folk. Are y'all with me? All right, let's look at this verse one more time, and then I'm going to reveal what they talked about. Daniel 3:18. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. If you're going to hang on to your godly identity, the first must that we see in this verse is that you must speak up for yourself. Now, look, is what they said in the text, O king. Let it be known unto you, O king. What were they doing? Speaking up, being bold. And see, if you and I are going to hang on to our godly identity, we got to have some boldness. You got to speak up for yourself. There's a time to be silent, but then there's a time to talk. And when somebody is challenging who you are in God, you need to talk. You need, hey, I hear what you're saying. Now, we've been tight. We've been together for some time, but it stops right here. I ain't going there with you. You have to be bold. I done told you I don't smoke. Quit asking me. Don't ask me no more. All right? You just got to tell folks straight up, look, don't ask me no more. I done told you. I ain't giving you none, okay? Quit asking. That's the old me. I used to do it. I used to let you. But don't ask me no more. I ain't giving you none. You got to be bold. You got to speak up. Them days you laughing and all that, them days need to be over. You need to come with it. Don't call me no more. Why you ain't text me? You know what? Can you handle what I'm about to say to you? I'm tired of fooling with you. You good people. That Bernie Mac says, you good people, good people. But I ain't going there with you. Look at somebody say, you got to speak up. Too many quiet young folk in the church. When it come to their godly identity, we'll speak up about a movie you like. We'll talk about a dance you can do. But it's time for you to speak up about you and your relationship with God. Oh, you one of them good boys. Hey, call me good boy. Call me what you want to, but I ain't going there with y'all. Oh, you one of them good girls. What you mean? You don't cuss. You don't sleep around. You don't do this and do that. And you right. Speak up for yourself. Speak up for yourself. I'm shy. Sometimes you can't be shy. Sometimes the boldness that you need as a young person is going to come from the Holy Spirit. In the book of Acts, I got it right here. In Acts 4:29, some men of God were being persecuted. They were preaching the gospel, and they were being told not to preach in the name of Jesus. They got beaten and thrown in jail, and it was affecting them. They were almost to the point to where as if it was trying to change who God made them to be. But these men got to praying. They said, Lord, you got to look on their threats. And you got to grant unto your servants some boldness that we can preach or speak up for ourselves. And the Bible says that the Lord heard their prayer and he gave them boldness and filled them with the Holy Spirit. See, it's God that will give you the boldness to speak up for yourself when you feel like being quiet. See, the Bible says we should not be ashamed of this gospel. And sometimes, young folk, you just going to be in a predicament where you got to let your girlfriend, boyfriend, or teammates know, look, that ain't me. I ain't doing that because it goes against what my God would have me do. Oh, you one of them. Yes, I'm one of them. And you one of those. What you mean one of those? You somebody that's trying to tempt me. You somebody that's trying to get me out the will of God. Sometimes you got to reverse it. Sometimes you got to flip-flop it. Look at somebody say, you got to reverse that thing. Yeah, folk put the pressure on you. You need to put the pressure on folk. Look, why you won't get saved? Look, why you won't stop hoeing? Why you won't stop smoking? Why you won't stop doing this, that, and the other? Oh, you trying to judge me? Well, you trying to judge me? That's what the Bible says. He who judges, he will also be judged. So you want to judge me? Let me judge you. And let me judge you with a righteous judgment. Look, what you're trying to get me to do is sin. And I'm not going to change because you my cousin. I'm not going to change because you my sister. And I'm not going to change because we on the same team. I'm not going to hell for nobody. Y'all understand? See, we in a day and time, folk falling away. Folk losing their godly identity. And the Lord needs some young folks, some children that's going to hang on to their godly identity. And if we're going to do that, young folk, we got to speak. Speak up. Man, you got that new, Wayne released that new mixtape, man. You got that new, I ain't got it. You ain't got it, man. Everybody killing, not me. I don't listen to that no more. You done opened up a door to be a witness. Man, I used to listen to that, man, but that kind of music was affecting how I was living. Because all he talking about is this. All he talking about is that. And I ain't gonna lie, it sound good. But I remember the Hebrew boys, it sounded good, but they didn't bow down. So you just made an opportunity for you to tell somebody about Jesus. Tell somebody, say, you gotta speak up. Speak up. Yeah, speak up. Number two in the same verse. The young men go on to talk about, look, we will not serve your gods. You got to know who you serve. They knew who they served. You're going to serve somebody. I ain't no slave. You're going to be a slave to somebody. Either the Bible says we will be slaves to sin or we will be slaves to righteousness. Jesus broke it down to his own disciples. You cannot serve two masters. You have to know as a young person who you serve. Do you serve your own belly, as Paul told one church? Do you serve yourself? You do what you want to do? I'm living my best life. You serving you? Or have you learned to lose your life so you can find your life? Who do you serve? Joshua told the people in his day and time, look, I serve the Lord. He got personal. He said, look, as for me and my house, everybody stay with me. We gonna serve. We gonna serve the Lord. Then he put it back on them. Y'all got to choose. What y'all gonna do? What y'all gonna do? Choose you this day who you will serve. Boy, there's some good gospel preaching up in here. Young folk, you gotta know who you serve. Do you serve these entertainers? These celebrities? Do you serve yourself? Do you serve sin? Who do you serve? Or do you serve the true and living God? Paul told one church in the book of Colossians, we see here in 3:24, he said, look, you serve the Lord Jesus. But you got to know it at school who you serve. When you at the mall, you got to remember who you serve. Hanging out with your friends, who you serve. Who are you striving to please? See, a servant is trying to please his master. That's what a servant does, according to Scripture. Doulos, they're trying to do what the Lord desires them to do. And see, if we truly serve Christ, young folk, we're going to strive to do what makes him happy. And what pleases God? Faith. I'm just going to strive to do this word right here. Sometimes I fall short, but Lord, thank God for grace. thank God, well, I can get that thing right, and you will help me to move forward. Young people, like these young men, we have to know who we serve. Because we're trying to please our God. Are you trying to please your God? By a show of hands. Who's really trying to please their God? Well, you have to remember who you serve, just like they did. And they're going to be people that want you to serve other things, sometimes even your own self. But remember what Jesus taught. We have to deny ourselves. Sometimes you yourself wants you to serve and do what make your friends happy. But if what your friends want to do ain't pleasing to God, deny yourself. Deny yourself. Are you with me? So we have to speak up. Know who we serve. Now, this is good teaching. I figured y'all be with me. Y'all with me? Okay. Last one in the same verse. Notice, he says, in Daniel 3 and 18, he says, we will not serve your gods, nor worship the gold image which you have set up. The last truth when it comes to hanging on to our godly identity that we must do is that we need to be able to recognize a setup. Young people, if you're going to hang on to who God has called you to be, you have to be able to recognize a setup. These boys are like, man, this golden image ain't nothing but a setup. This is something that's going to try to get me out of the will of God. It's a setup. King, you done set this up for me to fail. I make you happy, but in the eyes of my God, I'll be done messed up. See, these young men had the ability to discern right from wrong. They could recognize a setup. Can I talk about it? You got to be able to recognize a setup. Man, this girl, she trying to do something. This ain't nothing but a setup right here. If I keep going along with this girl right here, and I'm gonna let go of my godly identity. This ain't nothing but a setup. Can we talk to Joseph? Joseph said, man, this woman trying to set me up. Matter of fact, she did set him up. Set him up hard. And God allowed him to go to jail for it. But how many know God was with him anyway and bought him out? Young folk, you got to be able to recognize a setup. When something is trying to mess up your godly identity, this ain't nothing but a setup. Now, they keep telling me, just go with them. We ain't going to do nothing. Just come on. We ain't going to do nothing. We know you. Just come on. You got to be like, no, this ain't nothing but a setup. I'll catch y'all on the rebound. When y'all get back, call me. You got to be able to recognize a setup. I know God want me to give. I know God want me to sacrifice. This ain't nothing but a setup. I got the opportunity to give, but I want to do something else with the money. See, Ananias and Sapphira didn't recognize a setup. They didn't recognize. They had the ability to do what they wanted to do with the money they earned from selling some property. But greed got to talking to them, and they got to lying to the man of God. Got the service at the offering and fell dead. Jake, forgot who they were. Fell dead. Y'all better read the Bible. Fell dead. You and I, when we're going to hold on to our godly identity, we got to recognize setups. Trying to affect our worship. Because how many understand God is looking for true worshipers? And see, everything in life, young folk, it ain't gonna always just be spelled out for you. Sometimes you have to be able to discern. Eve, she messed up. She didn't recognize that the serpent wasn't doing nothing but setting her up. And it affected her worship, and it changed her identity. And she made the wrong choices. Let's close it out. Let's read John 4:24. Y'all still with me? All right. John 4:24. Is this the right verse? Y'all help me out. Did I get it right this time? God is what? Spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Them Hebrew boys weren't going for it. They knew what true worship was. And they weren't going to allow the king to change their godly identity when he put pressure on them. They said, do what you got to do, but we know that this is a setup. And that's why God was with them, even in the fire. You reap what you sow. They stuck with the Lord, and the Lord stuck with them. How many understand we need to hold on to our godly identity? Especially as y'all head back to school, work, and so forth. You got to remember who you are. And don't allow anything or anybody to change you for the worse. I'm going to stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap for the teacher.
Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.